Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is a Rogue Media Network podcast.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find out what matters to you, so you can do more of it. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/365 today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/365.
This is 365 Sports, powered by Sikkim365.com.
Mickey Spagnola, DallasCowboys.com. Mickey, thanks for your patience. We appreciate you being a part of the show. No matter the decision-making, no matter the reason, no matter the philosophy, how difficult was it to see Tyron Smith sign with somebody else?
Well, I'm sure it was for the Cowboys. They wanted him back. My understanding was he might have been asking for more money from the Cowboys than he was asking for from the Jets. But here's the bottom line, David. You know, the contract gets reported as 1 year, $6.5 million with incentives that can earn $20 million, right? Well, the Jets put a serious poison pill in that deal because the first tier of incentives was playing time. And the incentives were spread out between 38% of the snaps and 68% of the snaps. And if he got all 68% of the snaps, he would earn another $5.75 million. Well, here's the way the salary cap works. When you have incentives that the guy earned or exceeded the year before, which Tyron Smith did because he played 71.5% of the snaps for the Cowboys. So if he got to 68% with the Jets, they've got to count. It doesn't matter if he gets there or not. They've got to count that as a likely to be earned incentive. And so his cap hit for 1 year is going to be $12.25 million against the cap immediately. And the Cowboys didn't have that money available. Now, you can criticize them for not having money under the cap, though they spent it on very good players to keep them on the team. But there was no way they could count that at this time because they don't have the cap room. Now, if the player doesn't achieve that level of incentive, then they get a rebate next year. But for this year, against the cap for the Jets, he's going to count $12.25 million.
Mickey, the Cowboys pick at 24. I love to do mock drafts. I've just gone through and many times. It seems like given their positions of need, which is fortunate for a team, like you just said, does not have a whole lot of money under the cap and can just go get exactly who they'd want to fill, especially the starting spots they have open right now. Does this feel like it could be a trade back draft a la the Travis Frederick year?
Well, I think it depends. I don't know that you can determine that now. All I know, if you put their, obvious needs on a dartboard, just throw a dart and whatever it hits, they'll need it. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a position, other than probably quarterback that they couldn't use. Offensive line, sure. Running back, sure. Wide receiver, why not? Defensive tackle, defensive end, linebacker, cornerback. Maybe don't need a safety.
Or
but
tight
other
end.
Than that, and tight end. Other than that, there's a need there, and you can't fill it all in the draft. Now, if you can drop down a couple spots and still get one of those various needs and get an extra pick, then, so be it. But, they only got 7 picks, and really they only had 5 until they got the 2 compensatory picks. So, this notion about, they said they were all in. Well, they were all in last year because they made 2 trades using draft picks for this year to get Brandon Cooks and Stephon Gilmore. And that may be the way they have to go eventually, before you get to training camp. If some teams have an excess at a spot where they have a need, then you start trading picks for next year to get guys this year. But again, I just don't know that if there's a talented guy at 24, doesn't matter what he plays, they probably need it.
Mickey, the positions that start that jump out at me that they need starters for would be tackle, center, and running back right now. Of those three, there's others, but like those are the ones that are glaring at the moment.
Well, let's look at it this way, though. What would be the cheapest way at this point to replace Tyron Smith at left tackle?
Draft a guy.
No, you moved Tyler Smith there.
Oh, yeah. That's where I was going. So how comfortable – so say they get to the point in the draft at 24 and the tackle's not there, but there's a really good guard or a good center. Would they be comfortable knowing that maybe they don't get the tackle that they want, that Smith could bump out there and they're fine doing that, or are they married to the idea of him playing guard?
I think at this point they're not married to anything. Okay. And I think it's easier to find a guard than a tackle, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not taking a guard in the first round.
Yeah.
So now, if it's a center and he's worthy of it, and like you said, you can pull a Travis Frederick and get away with it, why not? He's touching the ball every offensive snap. And the other thing that they've got decisions to make, right? Okay, what to do with Tyler Smith? It can he play tackle? Well, he was a tackle when they drafted him, and they needed him at guard, and he played well. But now they got to decide, do they have guys on the roster that can play center? Do they have guys on the roster that can play guard? They had 2 guys last year that they played in backup situations, Brock Hoffman at center and TJ Bass at guard. Now, do they think they're good enough to start in the National Football League? Both of them, coming to the Cowboys as undrafted free agents. But if you can get away with that, and then you draft for depth in day two or day three, that's the inexpensive way of filling those spots. But you just can't fill every spot they need through the draft. It'll be impossible. And then you're expecting, if they try, that they're going to hit on every one of those, right?
Yeah.
So at some point, I would imagine they sign somewhat of a veteran running back, just like they did last year with Ronald Jones, didn't make the team. But, you have that as insurance. Defense, I mean, how important is the defensive tackle position now? You lose Jonathan Hankins, you lose Neville Gallimore, you got Osa there. But after that, you got to make a decision. Can Mozzie Smith play in this league, or did they miss that pick? Now, they say they've got confidence in him that he can do that. Well, do they have enough confidence in him not to take another defensive tackle in the first round? Linebacker? Oh, who's playing linebacker? Damone Clark, Eric Kendricks, and is Micah Parsons a linebacker, or is he a defensive end? Or is he a linebacker that moves to defensive end in passing situations? Well, if he's not a full-time defensive end, do you trust Sam Williams to be a full-time defensive end? Because then it's just Sam Williams and DeMarcus Lawrence. So they've got there is a rainbow of colors full of needs that they have on this team at this point. So to pinpoint they need this at this point, I don't know that we know that.
Mickey, we got to go, and I know you do as well. Is there somebody that Dan Quinn, he's going to bring players with him because he knows them and thinks he can get the best out of some of the ones, and they've been pretty responsible. They haven't gone out like some teams or like Washington's done before and just like overpaid for everything. Is there somebody you thought he might take with him that he hasn't, that was available to go?
I think he's got him. Not all.
Yeah.
Maybe Jayron Kearse, although he didn't have a really good year last year.
Mm-hmm.
But he was his kind of toy as the kind of tall, big safety to play the linebacker spot against tight ends. If he's not, signed here in another week or so, Washington's got enough money to, like I said last week, they got enough money to make mistakes and it doesn't hurt them in free agency. They can offer him a year or two contract. I could see that happening. But as for the other guys that might be available on this team, it's drying up fast, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mickey, I would say the biggest chunky outside of Tyler Biadasz, obviously, who was their starting center, but one that the Cowboys, it's just going to be hard to find a guy who did what he did in all the different ways, kind of like when Cedric Wilson left, is Dorrance Armstrong. He was just so darn reliable, whatever they asked him to do. He was just went out there and made plays.
Oh, no. You realize 8.5 sacks last year, second on the team. 7.5 sacks this year, second on the team. That's 16 sacks in two seasons. That was a big loss.
Blocked punts? I mean, everything.
Special teams, right? Yeah. And he played fewer snaps this year than he did last year. And he was as productive, if not more, if you look at the percentages, right? So, yeah, that was a huge loss. They thought they were going to re-sign Jonathan Hankins, and Seattle had more money. So don't anybody fool you. The money counts in free agency, and it's cap money. And the Cowboys just spent a lot of it last year restructuring contracts and pushing signing bonus down the line to it caught up with them this year, and they're paying the price.
Mickey, greatness, thank you very much. Appreciate your time. Mickey Spagnuolo, DallasCowboys.com, with us on Thursdays on 365 Sports.
This has been a Rogue Media Network podcast.